Stanford is rapidly becoming the favorite university for members of our family.
For me, Harvard was a series of firsts.
But at Princeton, studying art history, I felt really the first twinge of literary ambition.
And no matter how much time, though, passes, I still feel connected to Duke.
I probably had one of the greatest Yale experiences imaginable.
You are listening to
Dream TV, I Believe.
I'm Simi, Clara,
Diane,
Crystal,
Sally,
Teresa,
Wiki,
Adam, Michael.
A 1,000 students from China expelled for cheating and poor grades. According to a U.S. education company that caters to Chinese students, more than 80% of students kicked out of university in the U.S. were booted for poor academic performance or cheating. The news comes on the heels of a case where federal prosecutors in Pittsburgh have indicted 15 Chinese citizens for allegedly taking part in a college entrance scheme. Unlike American students, Chinese students care most about the reputation of the school, aiming to gain entry into top universities in the U.S. But in reality, many are not ready to study in highly competitive programs or enter programs which do not fit their capabilities. A survey found that more than half of the Chinese students expelled were from top 100 U.S. universities. Cheating on exams, plagiarism, and finding other students to write papers for them were often cited as the cause for expulsion. Actually, the numbers aren't so terrible, since there are thousands of international Chinese students enrolled in U.S. universities. According to China's Ministry of Education, 459,600 students went overseas to study last year alone. However, the authors of this survey said that the problem isn't about students from China and the U.S. The problem was a result of different education standards and different attitudes towards unacceptable behavior.
Today our topic is sick of studying abroad. It doesn't mean we will talk about sick like influenza, like fever. We are going to show you some social problems about student abroad.
Welcome to Avenues. I'm Adam. And as it is known to all, the richest in China tend to send their children to the West to get a better education, while at the same time many youngsters fail their parents. According to the Sydney Morning reported on March 8th, a 19-year-old Chinese student from Beijing, on suspicion of helping others deal with more than $4 million in losses, was arrested by Australian police. On Friday, Sydney court decided to formally detain Yi Feng. He has been deprived of the right to bail and may go to jail. Three Chinese students in Southern California were sentenced to 6 years to 13 years in prison for kidnapping and brutalized fellow classmates. It can be seen that the parents sent them abroad but neglect the importance of education from themselves, which is an important cause of this case. There are so many reports of Chinese students cheating, either before they have arrived, for example, through identity fraud on standardized tests, or after they were enrolled. The Xinhua News Agency reported that a lot of Chinese students have been expelled from American universities in recent years. A consulting firm conducted a survey which showed that from 2013 to 2014, about 8,000 Chinese students has been expelled from a university in the United States. About 8% was struck off because of cheating or being unable to finish their homework. A foreign student at the University of Lancaster told the reporters that her choice of major is not the one she likes, and it is not related to the business major, because the final examination is very important and she is afraid of failing to pass it and the blame from her family. Also, the paper would cost a lot of time. She said that she pays others to write for her, because the business requirement is not so high. Her friend also chose a similar way. Of course, sometimes she also developed a good relationship with the classmate who helped her finish her homework. She knew that most of the students used this way to pass the exam previously. The news that 15 Chinese students cheated in the GRE has attracted great concern. One of these 15 Chinese students involved confessed. The student is Li Biyuan from the Boston area. He admitted to pay $6,000 for someone to help him with the GRE and prepare him a fake passport. The demand for overseas education has given rise to a way to help students to apply for the education industry. The industry is lack of specification, in which fraud is very serious. According to the Zhe China, 90% of Chinese applicants submit forged recommendation. 15% of people forged high school transcript. As a result, after many students went to the United States, they found that their English level can keep up and they can understand the courses and have difficulty writing papers. However, the U.S. universities ignored this situation. Also, Chinese students tend to work very hard just before the set, which is usually considered to be illiterate. According to CNN, a girl called Xu Qing did everything you're supposed to do if you are a mainline student who wants to get into a U.S. university. The 18-year-old former figure skater made it into one of the best public high schools in Beijing and kept her grades up. She spent hours streaming explodes of the teen drama Gossip Girl so that her American accent would be pre-school perfect when she landed at her dream school, New York City's Barnard College. When it came time for the set, he studied like crazy, took the test on October 11, 2014, and waited anxiously for her scores.
With honor, we invited an overseas student, Kobe Lee, who's now studying in the UK to accept our interview, and I'll share it to you as follows. The first question goes as usual. What made you decide to go abroad for further studying? Kobe told me that the reasons why he chose to study abroad include as follows. Firstly, to broaden his horizon, Kobe felt that the knowledge he gained during undergraduate study is a bit thin. The world is spectacular and complex. He wants to learn more about it, especially upon Africa continent, a continent that is mysterious and promising as well. Secondly, to postpone employment pressure. After the postgraduate study, he hopes to get a better opportunity for occupation.When I asked him, "Have you ever regretted?" he replied without hesitation, "No, I don't regret. Having been able to study in the UK with profound professors is one of my best experiences ever. Through intense study and deep impartation of professors, I gradually understand the dilemmas that Africa is confronting, but also its vibrant and promising future." The second question is,What has British education impressed you most? What do you want to harvest from your overseas studying? Kobe thought for a while and answered, The most impressive part of the British education is its focus on critical thinking. Critical thinking not only requires your own thinking, but also being able to compare and contrast others. After graduation, First and foremost, I have to master the ability and meanwhile know more about Africa, both its past and its future. Then comes the question I want to know about most. Have you ever been faced with any problem in your life abroad? How do you solve them? He smiled and said, When I first came here, I sometimes couldn't catch up with what he just said, but gradually I overcome it. Regarding problems in my daily life, probably more or less they will exist like not being able to integrate into the locals, food, weather, but after all, this is not your hometown, you have to get accustomed to it. Besides, Kobe Lee also have some advice to the students who are going to go abroad studying. If you have the intention to study abroad, prepare early. With early preparation, you can carefully choose the subject and university you like. With early preparation, you can DIY your application without being exploited by black-hearted agency. With early preparation, you will not be hasty as I was. As for psychological adjustment, no need. There will be millions of Chinese students surrounding you, especially if you choose a major regarding business. Once you can't get along well with foreigners, you won't feel lonely with your dear Chinese companions.
じゃなく泣き顔なんかも見たくないでしょう星くずみたいな一粒の出会いさようなら
Besides, we also interviewed several students who study abroad about their inner feelings.
I see Liu.A girl majoring in Korean is in Korea this term. Studying with Korean students, I can hardly understand what teachers say, and it's a little bit difficult for me to participate in the group discussion. The prices of commodities are pretty high, as well as the uncustomed food. Nevertheless, she believes everything will be fine and always be optimistic.Previewing the text, cooking for herself.
She's really strong-minded girl.
Yeah, and self-adjustment plays a significant part in the life of studying abroad.
Yeah, find something positive and inspiring to support you. Like Icy said, the teacher there is really patient and helpful.
Yu Chen, a student who studied in German, mentioned thatStudying abroad pushes you to be independent and mature. Germany is a place where you often feel lonely, which makes some girls feel sad and anxious. You know, Germany is a country with high and strict demand of education. If you fail the test too often, you will be sent back. So that's as much pressure.
You are right.Studying abroad can encounter a lot of obstacles, but once you get over it, you are able to realize your dream.
When the 21st century came, more and more Chinese students choose to study abroad, but still we can easily find more elites go back to China even they got good degrees or even green cards.
That's a funny phenomenon. Actually, of course, I think it's easy to know that because more people become rich and want to gain a better education, they choose to go abroad because of its perfect education system.
Yes, I agree. But why more students choose to come back? I don't think it's just as I studied for Chinese development case. But I have to admit that they were born in China after all, and they've already got used to the life here. From 2008, the financial problem led to a big collapse in many developed countries' financial frame, which make it much more difficult for foreigners to find a suitable work or even a single position.
I find a really interesting comment on Facebook. It is said that for some Chinese, those developed countries can provide a much better environment and infrastructure. But in China, they have an opportunity to become rich and overnight.
Yes, in 2012, the British government passed a law. It said that they'll provide more jobs for local people instead of aliens. And because of the long-term low state in those developed countries, more overseas students choose to go back to their motherland.
If I die young. Nowadays, studying abroad are becoming more and more common as many students are looking forward to being exposed to a different culture. Nevertheless, only parts of the student can really penetrate the meaning of those experiences. In order not to be a push button and stall or a numb robot dealing with things magnetically, you should try hard. Everyone tries really hard at the beginning, says Zhang Chaoyang, the CEO of Sohu. As studying abroad is not an easy and common thing those days, one student can only go abroad when having a superior foreign language ability and at the same time defeating hundreds of other competitors. Zhang, the 18-year-old boy, taking part in the context of an overseas studying project, has to face the challenge of other 700 competitors while bearing the comparisons from every aspect at every minute and second. So he finally got a goal, but the competition left him a serious sense of crisis, which lasts for a long time and makes him more anxious than his late risk investment. Different people deal with the pressure with different ways. According to Zhang's description, the supermassive starting financial and spiritual pressure enforce people to give up their foremost goals like becoming a physics or a merchant and settle themselves down to a commonplace stage. Many of my classmates eventually became stock analysts, but I didn't. I chose to return to motherland and start a business on my own. Until now, I'm still proud of my decision. Another impression for the overseas life is experiencing totally different cultures. Zhang admits that even the best language speakers cannot truly enroll a different cultural circle. One can hardly get rid of this. That's why we always feel lonely after separating with our motherland for some time. As long as we call ourselves Chinese, we share the same blood and spirit, always have and always will, we stop together, no matter how fluently the English you speak or how often you drink your coffee. A penny for my thoughts, oh no, I'll sell them for a dollar, they're worth so much more, after I'm a goner and maybe then
What Zhang experienced was significant, so were another woman, Yang Lan. Differed from Zhang, Yang was famous enough then, but she gave up her popular program to starting overseas when she was 26. However, things that she encountered was more tough than she thought. In America, no one cared about who she was and what she had done, so she had to start over and steal the pressure around. She always did well in her schoolbooks and reached good goals at domestic college, but only to get an B at one of her exams in Columbia University. Confused as she was, she came to her tutor for an explanation. Yang, you've done a good job in your paper and this score, almost in everything, but you seldom speak or discuss in class, and you don't raise questions either. So I have no idea about what's in your mind or whether you could understand my lessons. As a teacher, my job is to lead you to form your knowledge system through asking questions. It is quite sure the essential part of school life. A or B is only a remind. I just hope you could share more with us. All of a sudden, Yang penetrated the differences between Chinese and American educational ways. A question could mean a lot under the Western educational phenomenon. So do not hide your question and let others know you are in that mood to learn new things. I'll never be your mother's favorite. Anyway, whatever the famous people did, and no matter where you're gonna reach, you have to try hard to avoid living regret.
At last, we have a discussion about this problem. As you know, studying abroad costs a lot. For many students, studying abroad will cost all of their saving deposits. And some even have to sell their house for paying tuition. It is good for themselves. It is benefit for their family.
I'm Adam. Well, it depends. It's more of a matter of balance. If the parents see to it that their investment will pay off because their children will spare no effort studying hard to live up to their parents' expectations, then it is worth it to spend much on the cost of studying abroad.
For me, if I have the chance, I will definitely go abroad for further education. Not only for broadening the horizon and cultivating an independent personality, but also for exposing myself to different kinds of culture which will enrich my life experience. What's more, I think that the overseas experience might offer me a better choice of occupation in the future, so if the chance comes, I'll go, definitely.
I'm Diane. I think for those who really want to study abroad, it's quite necessary. It's a normal phenomenon. Some overseas students have a better competitiveness than those who spend their years studying in China. That's why they come back. And of course, it's good, right? Because the elites can make our country become stronger.
Hello, this is Vicky, a grade 1 student in the university. I think study abroad is only a stage to get further education after you reach a certain level of your knowledge. That is to say, when you decide to study overseas, you have your complete three sense and definite will of the world. Some people hold the opinion of going abroad the younger the better, while I think that we could do so only after our minds have rooted into our profound civilization. To ease this going abroad, might put you into a cultural factor and make you crazy about foreign things rather a parrot. What's more, studying abroad means being exposed to another total different culture. If you don't try hard to get in touch with the local tradition and only to hang out with your same country fellows, then you have no idea being in the overseas scholarship. That's the things I want to say.
更多节目下载荔枝 FM 收听。